My lord, you know that since I have come to America, I have become a spiritual master. And now I have maybe 30 disciples. I try to encourage them to make at least some progress in their spiritual lives. But all the
Master! Hi! Listen, I see you're not busy. Can we talk?
Certainly, my child.
There's something that's been on my mind for a while now.
My son, just speak frankly. Tell me, what is it?
Do I really need you?
Well, that is for you to say, my child.
No, I mean, do I need you as my guru? Is there really any necessity of an intermediary between me and God? Can I not go to God directly?
Granted, my child. But tell me this. Did you need any help to learn the alphabet?
Well, yes.
And did you not need a teacher to help you learn your musical instrument?
I did, yes.
And did you not require instruction to achieve your master's degree?
That is true, yes.
Well, if you needed help in those things, then why would you not need a teacher to help you learn the knowledge of divinity, the wisdom of infinity? And that teacher is your guru, and no one else.
I suppose that's true.
To realize God, oneself, and alone, it's like crossing the ocean in a raft. But to realize God with the grace of the guru, it's like crossing that same ocean in a swift and strong boat that ferries you across the sea of ignorance and to the golden shore.
Okay, Master, okay. That's a pretty good answer to my question. Not bad, huh? Listen, I've got to go. I know you need help today with moving in furniture, but I'm just so busy, you know? I've got family commitments, and then I'm meeting some new friends that might help me to advance in society. You know, important stuff, you know?
Yes.
I'm sure you'll understand.
I understand you can't make it. Just like you couldn't make it last week, or you couldn't make it the week before. My lord, you saw what just happened. You have given me a good heart. But it seems my disciples just want to exploit my good heart. Quite often I give them interviews. I console them. I try to illumine their ignorance. But it seems they just don't appreciate my kindness, compassion, affection, love. It's fortunate I still have my job in the consulate. Otherwise, I'd never be able to support myself or my mission. You know, I never accept any money from my disciples. You know, everything I offer is for free. But for their own sake, out of love for their master and for their own spiritual progress, if they could find it within their hearts to give at least something, that would be of tremendous benefit both to them and my mission.
Master, why do you torture me so?
Janice, what is it?
You forced me to work on your magazine with Nancy, and this has made me so unhappy. Is this what you wanted?
Please, just tell me what happened.
It's not just one thing. Everything that I do, she finds fault with. How can I work with her?
My daughter, there is a way. Right now, you are fighting for your way. You feel that your way is the best way and the other way is wrong. But you can say, all right, let me make the sacrifice. Let me accept her way. I know my way is 100% right, but let me try her way. Now, do you not think if you try her way and It's a terrible mistake. Do you not think she will have the eyes and the heart to see that you've been so kind to try her way, and now it has all ended in total failure?
How can I do that? I'm not perfect, you know.
Do not see faults in anybody's life. Do not see faults in your own life. Only force yourself to see all the good things you have done.
Well, I suppose I've done good things by helping to publish a magazine.
All the good things you are planning to do.
We are planning to publish another issue of the magazine.
And all the good things that others have done.
All right, I guess without Nancy, we would not have been able to publish any magazine.
In the near future, our goal will only be to see the light in oneself and the light in others. Then only can we expedite the arrival of world peace and world oneness.
Okay, Master. I'm going to give Nancy another chance. But I'm not making any promises.
That's right. You're not making any promises. Just like you never made any promises when you joined the Pats. Or you never made any promises after that. Alas, the pangs of teeming hopes are torturing me, my own. Hope is no more sweet, hope is bitter. Frustration, failure.
I am here, my son.
Yes, you are.
And I did hear everything.
Oh,
that just went on.
That's right, you heard what just happened.
I did.
I don't know why I spend time with all of these useless, hopeless, ungrateful disciples. I spend so much time with them, and yet I am no closer to doing anything on earth for you. And when it comes to the matter of not even the acknowledgement of my light, never mind gratitude, I do not get any recognition from my disciples. Never mind my friends and acquaintances. It seems that gratitude has not yet been born on earth.
All right. I shall prove to you that gratitude does exist on earth. One day you will definitely come across some people who will offer gratitude to you. But right now, my son, it is time for you to go to bed if you are going to get your 2 hours of sleep.
Ah, the Supreme has woken me up without the help of an alarm. A groundhog day.
I must have. Oh, hi.
Oh, well, the
I just remembered. I forgot the Santa's bars of fundraising last Sunday.
Yes, you forgot last Sunday. Just like you forgot the Sunday before and the Sunday before.
Anyway, there was something I was going to tell you.
What is it?
A friend of mine is dying to meet you. I was thinking, could you come over and spend some time with him?
I certainly could. Where is he?
He's at my house.
I could offer you. Is this your friend?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. Excellent.
Hello. How do you do?
Very fine, thank you. Fine, thank you.
Well, that was quite short. Hey, Bill, I forgot your birthday last Sunday. I'm sorry, Bill.
Ah, Barbara. Well, what are you doing in front of my house?
Master, here's a $10 bill. My friend came to see you. And for a moment, all his life on questions were answered. Your smile in a brief second answered all his lifelong questions. He's a poor man, but you offered this $10. He wanted me to tell you this, that he's grateful, and will be eternally grateful to you.
My lord, it seems gratitude does exist on earth. It is not because he offered me $10. It is just because one fleeting smile of mine managed to kindle some receptivity in him. Just for that moment of receptivity, I am all gratitude. The gratitude flower, the dearest of all flowers, has been awakened by a smile, a fleeting smile.
Was there another thing?
There probably was. You probably, like most disciples, you probably want me to say something nice about you now.
Are you not proud of me?
Yes, I am. Is there anything in particular that you wanted me to be proud of you for?
I remembered this $10 bill this time. I remembered it.
Excellent.
To you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm so proud of you. Like, you wouldn't imagine how proud I am. So, in order to feel how proud I am of you and how grateful, I would maybe like you to experience some of the gratitude that I am feeling now at the moment. Would you like that?
Yes, Master, yes.
Would you like to sing a gratitude song together?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Okay, excellent.
Excuse me, sorry. I was in the neighborhood and I overheard that you're going to sing a song on gratitude. Can I join you? Master, I'm so grateful for your smile, but I feel that if I learn this song on gratitude, well, I might just be grateful for the rest of my life.
Certainly you can join us.
Thank you. My own gratitude is so
join us.
My own gratitude. Yeah.